Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The State Foundation Day of Uttarakhand, Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, and Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chandigarh, Delhi, Lakshadweep, and Puducherry was celebrated today at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar. On the occasion, State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, said that the celebration, which is a part of the Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat, aims to strengthen the spirit of unity and integrity. He further expressed his hope that the occasion will help the people serving in the state to imbibe local customs and traditions and carry back good memories. Meanwhile, the participants have expressed their gratitude to the state and its people for maintaining the brotherhood and friendship. State Education Minister Pasang Dorji Sona today reviewed the initiatives undertaken by Lower Siang District in a follow-up coordination meeting of Chintan Shivar Conclave at Likhabali. The minister said the meeting was held to clear misgivings and misconceptions of the people and to prepare a database to create the education policy of the state. He said the hunch of quality in state's education is due to poor management of the system, which needs to be checked and put back to track. He further said the curriculums of the elementary level of education should be robust, scientifically planned and designed to meet the present day requirement. Furthermore, he urged the community-based organizations, panchayat leaders, student unions, and youth organizations to cooperate with the government in educating the people and clear the misconceptions about the initiatives of the state government. Meanwhile, he also inspected few schools and interacted with the teachers. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men attended the 12th State Conference of the Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad held yesterday at the Engineering College Tezu in Lohit District. He appreciated ABVP for its long-standing commitment to student empowerment, fostering leadership, national pride and social responsibility. Men also emphasized Arunachal's unity and diversity across the various indigenous tribal communities, aptly representing the state's collective sense of nationalism and patriotism. Further, he reaffirmed the government's commitment to the growth and education of the youth, encouraging them to strive for excellence. In Dibang Valley District, a motorcycle expedition by the Indian Army to commemorate the Battle of Hualong was flagged off yesterday from Mipi. The 3-day expedition was flagged off by Major General V.S. Deshpande, General Office Commanding Dao Division. With two scheduled halts at Roing and Hayuliang, the biking expedition will culminate at the historic Hualong War Memorial on 11th of this month. This expedition is a part of Indian Army's month-long commemorative events, which started on 17th of last month to mark the 62nd years of Battle of Hualong. The highly anticipated Monduro 4.0, the world's highest enduro mountain biking range and a part of Asia Enduro Series, commenced at Tawang. The event was flagged off by MLA Ngamge Shring and Tawang Brigade Commander Brigadier V.S. Rajput this morning at Tawang Walkthrough Market. The Monduro 4.0 is being jointly organized by the Tawang Cycling Association and the State Tourism Department. With a challenging course that begins at an elevation of 14,400 feet and descends to 8,000 feet, Monduro 4.0 is widely recognized as one of the toughest races in the world. This year, the event is being joined by participants from across India and also from 8 foreign countries. Meanwhile, the organizers have arranged practice races on the 10th and 11th of this month to support participants' adaptation before the final race on the 13th and 14th of this month. Minister of RDN Corporation Ojing Tasing yesterday inaugurated the Adi Youth Festival 2024 themed Empowering Youth, Building Tomorrow and Say No to Drugs and Yes to Life at Gidi Notko in Pasighat in East Siang District. On the occasion, the minister urged the youth to take the community and state to greater heights by dedicatedly working with innovation and futuristic outlook to build a vibrant future for the society. Meanwhile, the festival is being organized by the youth wing of Adi Bani Kebang. Campaigning has reached its peak for the upcoming bipoles in Assam. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray for the 5 assembly seats going for bipoles on 13th of this month. About 8 candidates will contest in Dholai, 11 in Samuguri, 3 in Sidli, 4 in Behali and 8 in Bongaigaon seats. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.